Turns out that, as you've heard from Aaron this morning and others, that in fact the UConn may in fact raise tuition, and by a significant amount. And there are a number of reasons that is. Len Fasano's with us. He's the president pro tempore, the Senate Republican president pro tempore, 34th Senatorial District, which would be Durham, East Haven, North Haven, and Wallingford. And he's here for a few minutes. So first of all, good morning, Mr. Len. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm okay, but I mean, I guess this is inevitable. It's a, you know, on a sense, you and I have talked about this a million times when it comes to the state budget, where revenues are short what the expenses are. And in a sense, UConn's facing the same thing, are they not?
Yes, I mean, they are. I would argue it's a self-infliction wound relative to their expenses. And so for them to go up on tuition just is very troubling to me. I don't think they watch their nickels and dimes, and I think it's resulted in a higher than necessary expenses.
But the story is somewhat familiar in that their fringe benefits, and I don't know if those were already baked into the cake or not, and their wage increases, were those already contractually agreed upon?
No, first of all, you know, a couple things. One, no, they're not always contractually agreed upon. There are union issues there, and the fringe benefits are the fringe benefits, and they know what they are, so they could plan around them. But
right.
I just think that UConn has exorbitant amount of salaries that are out there. I don't think they watch everything. I mean, you just go back and look at what happened to that professor in the medical end, the UConn medical, who was killed by his wife and didn't show up for 7 months, and no one even... But he collected a paycheck, and no one even missed the guy. You know, it just shows you that what are they really watching? And they're paying the guy over $200,000 a year, and for 7 months, no one even knew whether he was teaching a course or doing research. He wasn't reporting to anybody, apparently. Those are the types of things I think drive the public nuts. Look, we want a good state university, and we want to be proud of it, but we also have to have a certain amount of respect to have to make sure we hold our expenses down so the tuitions... When we have to have UConn, Connecticut kids who want to go to UConn
right.
say, gee, it's cheaper for me to go to a state school out of Connecticut.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with the system. There's all sorts of contracts that don't make a lot of sense. Herbst, who is the president of UConn.
For now.
Right, she's retiring. And in her contract, she has a right to teach at the university, which she's going to accept. And she's going to get paid the highest in the contract. It says she has to get paid the highest salary of any faculty member at UConn. So she's going to get a $300,000 salary, and it requires her to be a tenured teacher. It's stuff like that's in a contract that drives me crazy from a legislator's position when they talk about raising tuition on our kids. And we have a UConn foundation that's raising money. We don't know what they do with the money, but they use all the UConn logos. The money does not help kids in terms of reducing tuition or
sure.
helping kids in tuition. It goes towards all these other things that we don't even know half of what those things are. And that's unfair, I think.
I'm looking at this, Lynn, and for in-state tuition, this is 2018 to 2019, and that may change because they're going to have to hike this a bit. In-state's $12,848, and then there's some other things on top of that, student fees, so on and so forth. And then there's out-of-state $35,216. Now, by building the university up, which I believe they have over the 20 years I've been here,
yes.
They have. There have been, I think it's undeniable there have been improvements made. And it is, once again, it's a school that a lot of people are thinking about going. The more out-of-state people you have, the better off you are. But, you know, then again, I don't know. Len, this is a hard one.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know, we've been funding that with tax dollars, all the building that they've been doing. We did UConn 2000
exactly.
back in 2000. And we're still putting money in. I think we've got another 2 or 3 years of bonding for UConn. So that money's come out of state bonding. I'm not even including that when I talk about the money that we've given to UConn. So there's just a lot of money going to the school, and I think we need a great state school. No question about
it. I agree.
But with that, we need the respect of those in charge, the Board mm-hmm. of Trustees, to say, listen, we need there was an article, I was going back the other day, in 2011, saying, why are our salaries so out of whack with the other universities in this state?
Right.
And, you know, I don't know, they were supposed to do a study. I never saw the
right.
results of that study. But those are the things that we need to get control over.
Senator Fasano, final question. Would they have to come to you to the legislature to get that money, or can they just do it unilaterally?
In terms of which
Raising the tuition.
No, they do not have to come to us. We require a public hearing, which I think was law passed a couple of years ago, but they could do it themselves.
All right. Senator, it's always great. I hope you have a great summer. I know we'll talk again. Thank you much.
Thank you.
All right. That's Len Fasano. He is the Republican President pro tempore of the Connecticut Senate.